This week on Melodramatic Vibes, we fail our impromptu citizenship test.
It was really hard.
Where is Marlborough and what is it known for?
Wine.
I was going to say wine.
South Island.
Yeah.
By Greymouth.
I'm joking.
South Island?
Maddie, how did you not know that New Plymouth is literally the North Island?
Is Palmerston North?
No, that's the North Island too!
Where even is Blenheim?
Listen to this week's episode on iHeartRadio and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The ZM Podcast Network.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Thanks to McCafe. Great things are brewing, one cup at a time.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
No dilly dally, straight to the producer's booth.
No dilly,
no
dally.
Dilly, and it's a little bit of dally. No dilly in the dally.
No dilly
that's
in the dally.
Of meats.
Yep. That's not it.
No dilly dally. Wow. No dillies in the dally. Carween at the producer's booth. Hello.
Honestly, I'm a
vegetarian.
So
wait, your mic's, I don't know if your mic, you're on the wrong mic there.
We can hear a mic's on, but not your one.
That's it.
There you go.
Hello?
That's professional broadcasting.
That's right. Weird. Yeah. Okay, well, they're all on.
Okay.
They're all on.
Well, they obviously weren't all on,
well,
were they?
Mike's they are. Alive. I can see it.
Mic's alive.
They're all on.
Yeah, it's red, isn't it?
It was off.
Oh, well.
Okay. It was down.
What am I talking about?
Someone called you miss.
Yeah, no, lady.
Lady.
Even worse. Yeah, no. So I was out for a walk, a little hot girl walk, and there was this very cute kid with like a tiny bike at the top of a little slopey hill bit in the park, and her mum was like, oh, you can go shortly, just wait for this lady to go past.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
but what
wow.
did you, what would you have preferred?
Just
girl
honey.
Wait for this hot piece of ass to get past before you don't want to plow into the attractive people on the bike. Aim for the mingers. More cushioning when you fall off into them.
Or maybe just like, oh, wait for this person to go past. What if I don't identify as a woman, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the landmine of taking a kid for a walk in 2023, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
really
is. You misgender
is.
Someone,
yeah.
Next thing you know, they take your kid off you.
Yeah.
But it just hurt because she was probably the same age as me, I would say. Or just maybe a little bit older. She was quite a young-looking mum. She might not have even been the mum to
But then
fair.
You wouldn't say girl, would you? Because...
No, I would...
Lady, person. Female,
yeah.
The person.
I don't know, lady just hit me. Because after we talked about how Hayley had been called Miss quite a while ago.
Yeah.
It just kind of, I was like, oh my God, I've never been referred to as a lady before.
Well, you need to get used to these things starting to happen. Like soon, they won't even bat an eyelid at the self-serve checkout when you buy a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Like they won't, they'll just say old instantly. They'll be like old.
I feel like that's been happening for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the wrinkles.
A kid called me sir, and I want to say, what the fuck did you just call me? Because I'm in no position of authority. I'm not a teacher.
No,
excuse me, sir. No, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, you're a sir, I reckon.
No.
It's better than excuse me, old man.
Excuse me, old man.
Or excuse me, old geezer.
No, that's not a label I want, sir. I'm not in a position of authority. My mum used to go crazy when she coached hockey and people would call her miss. She'd be like, I am married. And they'd say Mrs. And she'd be like, no, Mrs. Smith. You
what
can't
did
just
she
say Mrs.
Coach. Just call her coach.
Yeah, call the coach. Call her coach. Don't call her miss.
Yeah, no.
She was a married woman and had been for quite some time even then. That's not a time to be calling you miss. So did the kid wait or the kid just go?
Yeah, the kid did wait. And then I turned around
to
watch.
You've
got to
respect your elders, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Speaking of, now I wish I'd seen the kid plow off the bottom on a balance bike. Gone too fast. I just watched a very funny video of pandas.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
they tumble down their slides, don't they?
Dude, they're just so clumsy. Yeah. One fell out of a tree and threw like this platform thing and it was like a WWE move through the table. It was very impressive. I can see why they eat so much bamboo now.
Yeah.
Get that extra padding for all of the wild stunts that they do. But pandas are great. They're a great beer.
I was just watching a video of a rhinoceros and a hippopotamus.
Face to face!
Face to face. And the rhinoceros just put his whole horn, front of snout, into the hippopotamus's open mouth.
Yeah.
And it was like this truce. It was like...
Now what, fuck?
Yeah, fuck, you've got me there.
Yeah, you've got the slamming power of...
Yeah, like I can't chomp down on this because ouchies.
It'll go through the roof of my mouth.
And then he was kind of like...
It's like a CC corn chip when you put it in your mouth or a Doritos and it's on the
or
wrong
a Toblerone
angle.
When you try to bite off too much of a Toblerone.
Yeah, you thought you were the apex predator and then a triangle got in your mouth. I was like, no, you are not.
The strongest shape of them all.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an engineering thing, isn't it? brain.
Yeah. That makes sense, actually, because it's square. It's only relying, that's
bracing
the shape of it.
On bridges and everything. Yeah. It's all triangles,
Vaughn. Strong shape.
See, I paid attention in
And it's like if, school. If any shape was made out of rope and there were people in it and they all walked out, it would always form a circle. So a circle is the most voluminous shape.
Yeah, right.
With the same amount of, like, rope.
Yeah. If so I was going to say, you're right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll just agree
with
that.
Well, the closest you can get to a circle, I believe, is the most area covered. Anyway, look, we could talk about...
Volumes all
area
day.
Area equals pi radius squared.
Sin tan cos.
Angles and buttons on a calculator, but not nearly
we've
well
enough
educated
We've run out of time.
Yeah.
And we're not educated enough.
But more maths next time.